Welcome to the Marty Shergold Show podcast. You can listen to the Marty Shergold Show podcast anywhere, even while taking a hot shower powered by Ream, Australia's favourite hot water. From the Triple M studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shergold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Recovered from our biggest, our longest podcast ever yesterday.
Oh, relentless.
Yeah, never ended.
It just would not end.
What's it going to be like today?
I have no idea.
Let's find out together.
Let's find out together. What have you got for us today, Will?
Well, now that we do the opener and the closer, I don't know where to put things.
Okay, well,
you'll figure it out.
Find a rhythm.
Just a reference to the story we put up on our Instagram at Marty Shergold Show of you enjoying Shannonelle yesterday and tapping your finger.
I love that video.
Tapping your foot. A lot of people notice that you're wearing Blundstones.
Yes.
Adam was one person. Are they Blundstone boots? Aren't they worn by tradies and blokes who do DIY projects at home? Marty's don't have a scratch on them.
You've got me onto them. I love them.
They're great.
I've done a lot
of shows in those shoes.
They're your lucky shoes.
They're my lucky shoes.
Yeah.
We had a couple of international podcasters, which I realise we haven't done in a while. So I wanted to get to them as I scroll through the inundation of messages that we get on the
page. Don't panic.
I'm panicking a little bit.
You're starting to flap a little
bit.
I'm
flapping. Here it is. One from CJ. Hi, everyone. Just listening to the Dump podcast just now. Overheard that you want to hear people from around the world who listen to.
Yes.
Yeah.
I moved back to the UK from Oz in March 2021, and I still catch up with you, Moonman, and Malloy. Keeps me sane whilst enduring public transport.
So
Toodle pip, Colin.
Where is Colin? Does he say?
He says moved to the UK.
Yeah, but doesn't specify.
No. I should have dug deeper. I've got another one here. From Pat O'Shea. Howdy, fellas listening from Strafan Island.
Strafan?
And
how are you spelling that?
Straffan.
Strafan Island. I've never heard of it.
Do you want to
Where is Strafan Island?
Pull it up. He also said, I asked, how did you get into the show? And he said, lots of cousins in Melbourne and Geelong. So I like to hear what's happening. And sometimes we tune in for the crack, as we say here.
Here it is.
For the crack.
The crack, the laughter, I
see. It's a village on the east coast in the county Kildare.
Kildare.
Geez, it looks awful.
No, it doesn't. It looks lovely.
Oh, my God. What a hellhole. Yeah. I don't understand people that live overseas. Yeah.
Well, you can't get back if you want.
I don't know why you'd ever leave.
Yeah. Well, I have to move for various reasons.
Leave. He's from Ireland.
Look at the main street.
He's from here. This is where he grew up.
No, that was the other guy.
Oh. No.
This guy's got cousins here.
Yeah, his name's Patrick O'Shea.
Yeah. I'm looking at the main street of Straffan. Should be called Shitton.
Hey, lovely to hear from you. Thank you for getting in touch with us.
We have some fun stuff for the end of the podcast.
Good.
Oh,
Let's start it.
Depressing. This is the Marty Shergold Show at Triple M.
Marty Shergold, now on Triple M.
Sure is for your Thursday morning. How are you, Marty?
Never better. Thank you for asking, Troy.
No problem at all.
How are you?
Yeah, good.
Stunning. stunning, as always. We're a man down today.
Yeah, we are.
Matthew's having a day off.
Yes, he is.
There's a weakness in him that's taken me by surprise, I'm not going to lie. I've missed his legs, Alex. You know I love his legs in shorts.
They're good legs.
He does wear shorts a lot, doesn't he?
He loves wearing shorts.
On a freezing cold morning,
like
shorts.
Prince George.
He really is. He's exactly like Prince George. Yeah.
He's like a tradie. Tradies wear shorts all year round.
Oh, actually, he's more like Prince George.
I've never thought of him as a tradie, unless he's trading moisturiser to other blokes on site. Anyway, I'll think about his legs while he's not here.
Yes.
We've done well to go 6 months without anyone having a day off.
Well, we have. I mean, I would like to go longer.
Yeah.
Never mind. Turns out there's weakness in the team.
I'm loving picturing him at home listening to this.
No.
Yeah.
Got his legs
his
out.
Clutching his
in
pearls.
In his dressing gown.
Flapping around.
With his eye mask on. How are you, DC?
And let's get up to date with this.
Top six at six.
Matt sent us his own top six at six.
I played it.
Did you?
In perfect time.
Well done.
Nice.
Matthew's not with us today.
No.
It's a very
I don't
sad
mean that he's passed away.
No. He's just, he's just not in the studio with us. Is
pouring moisturiser into his legs.
It's a very sad top six at six. Do you want to hear it? Ready?
Top six at six.
Oh, that's...
He doesn't sound right.
That's such a WFH.
Has anyone checked? Has anyone asked him if he's okay?
I spoke to him earlier. He's okay.
Yeah, I did too. He's fine.
Yeah, I refused to speak to him.
We've noticed. That's why we had to.
Till he comes into work and does his job.
Oh, he's going to be so nervous.
Oh, so he should be.
Geez, he really missed making the coffee, though. He makes a great coffee in the morning.
I mean, there's plenty of blokes can make a coffee, you know what I'm saying? Number
one.
They
don't wear shorts.
Top six at six. Paul Gallant's career could be over after sickening knockout. Right. I knew that was happening, but I didn't follow it.
Yeah, I didn't follow it either. TKO.
TKO.
Apparently it was a very gutsy effort. We'll cover it.
He also had a broken rib.
Did he?
Like most of the fight?
In the second round.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, he's tough.
Yeah.
Number two, Victorian ski field operators furious at devastating COVID test rule.
Yeah, that does seem pretty onerous.
Yes. Well, I mean, you're relying on a lot of people's honesty as
well,
aren't you?
That's right, yeah.
So the rule is now if you want to go to the snow, you've got to have a COVID test before you head up there.
And you have to prove it too, I think, before you get to the mountain.
Yes.
It wouldn't just be honesty.
I wouldn't have thought
so. No, you have to show the test, yeah. Maybe that's why testing was so busy yesterday.
Apparently it thrives. Thrives in the cooler climes. Mm. Number three, silly old bugger panned in ageism crackdown. What's that about?
They're saying that ageism is a real thing and you shouldn't use terms like silly old bugger, old dear, fogey,
God
things
almighty,
like that.
The world has gone mental. I tell you what, we're not going to be able to talk soon. Honestly, you can't say anything about anyone under 30.
We're not going to have a show.
It's like the end of the world if you tell a 25-year-old to pull their finger out of their date.
What was it you said the other day, Will, about the survey that baby boomers are the ones that complain the most out of anyone?
They're actually the most sensitive age group.
Yeah, they're the most sensitive age group. So,
but Marty's not a baby boomer.
Not a baby boomer,
no.
I'm the product of a baby boomer.
Yes, he's an X.
I'm an X.
We're both X's.
We're X's.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's not millennials that are the issue.
All right.
We're actually really hard workers. Except for Matt.
Well, not all the millennials are here today.
No. One's home on the couch.
Harvey Weinstein at number four holds his head in his hands on finding out he'll be extradited to LA to face further sexual assault charges after the judge rejected his attempt to stay in New York.
I had forgotten that he'd got a 23-year sentence.
Oh, yeah, he's doing big time.
I knew he was in jail, but it's a long time.
And rightfully so.
Yeah, absolutely.
He got COVID in jail.
Did he?
Yeah.
At the start, I think.
He did. He had COVID and he had the tennis balls on the end of his walking frame. Do you remember that footage?
I don't remember that footage.
Yeah, that's right.
Tennis balls stuck on the legs of his walking frame.
He looked very frail.
Didn't he?
Yeah. Making his way up. Big I think fall it was from grace for Harvey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
What a pig.
Yeah.
Number five, Tokyo Olympics athletes will be deported and kicked out of the games if they breach rules.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Standard. Yeah. No gallivanting allowed at Olympic Village. They have to wear masks, even the medal ceremonies and all that.
What about when they're all having sex? Are they going to have to wear masks?
I didn't think that's going to put a halt on their...
I don't think it will.
No. Well, I saw they bought in heaps of condoms as per normal.
Always, every year.
But then banned sexual encounters. So,
yes.
Well, they're just still like preparing, I guess.
The athletes absolutely love it.
Yeah, no special cuddles there.
Oh.
This year during the Olympics.
We'll see. Number six, top six at six, Meghan Markle's children book fails to make the top 50 in its first week, selling only 3,000 copies.
Good.
In your face. What's on the
back page? Ba-ba-da-ba. Yes, we're doing it for KO. Sport lives here. Stream over 50 sports live and on demand. And if you are new to KO, start your 14-day free trial. Hey, Will.
Morning, Troy.
Morning, Will.
Marty, Lauren.
Good morning.
No, Matt.
No, Matt. The weak one's having a day off.
No.
He is being responsible.
He is.
He's WFHing.
He's WFHing with his beautiful legs.
On the back page this morning. Justice Hooney defeated Paul Gallen in the much-anticipated fight last night in Sydney.
Have you seen any of it? I haven't seen any of it.
I'll show you the highlights. I should have done it in the previous ad break.
Mm.
So the 22-year-old Australian heavyweight champion, he pummeled him.
Pummeled him?
Brutal minutes, I've been told. Ooh. Savage overhand right, put the rugby league legend on the canvas. A 10th round TKO.
Oh.
The ref had to come in and pull them apart because Gallen just kept on going.
Yeah, well, that's what he does.
Yeah. Broke his rib in the second round.
Oh, my God.
And somehow managed to rise to his feet, keep on chugging. It was Rocky-esque from all the reports I've been reading.
But why is he doing that, Paul Gallen? He's had a career in collision sport, and now he's gone from collision sport into the boxing ring.
Yeah.
He...
Does he not want his brain anymore?
Yeah, I know. Does,
39 yes. years old.
This is. I don't get it. I just don't understand as a family man why you would put yourself in that position.
Yeah. Quoting Paul Gallen, while he knocked me down fair and square, I thought the referee stopped it early. So
that's what I'm talking about. I mean, you can't rationalise with a guy like that.
No. Yeah.
Paul, yeah. Stop boxing.
That's right.
Your nose is inside your face. Yeah. That's enough.
He has to blow his nose in his mouth.
Have a rest now.
Oh, give it
Paul,
up.
Why you got all those tissues in your mouth? Oh, you're blowing your nose. Sorry.
So fingers crossed he pulls up okay.
Yes.
Swimming trials last night. I actually caught this.
How did stability cock go? How did stability cock go?
It's different every time.
Because I can never remember it. Where in the moment, I can never remember.
It's stable cock.
It's cook. It's the one thing holding you back from mocking me more about it is that you can't remember his name. Stubblety Cook.
Stubblety Cook.
Stubblety Cook.
Very normal name. No, he was off last night.
No, was he? But
Kate Campbell will get a shot at Olympic redemption in Tokyo after her disappointing 100-metre result in Rio.
That's right.
She qualified for the event last night. She was second to Emma McKeon, who won the race in 52.35. Kate was just behind her. So Kate Campbell becomes the third Australian swimmer to go to four Olympic Games.
And does she really?
That includes Liesl Jones and Emily Seabomb.
So. I didn't realise she was going to her fourth Games.
Yeah.
That's
she's
astounding.
29.
Yeah, she's done very well.
She has done very
well. Has she won gold?
No, not individually, I didn't realise.
Yeah, she's sort of, there was a huge amount of disappointment around her at one point.
Well, in Rio, for the 100-metre freestyle, she was the heavy favourite, lane four, and then ended up coming sixth after leading at the turn.
That's right. So God.
It was very disappointing for her, but she hopefully gets another chance to rectify that.
Mm.
And speaking of the Olympics, American track and field star Shelby Houlihan has received a four-year ban after testing positive for nandrolone, which is a banned substance, of course, and she blamed it on a pork burrito.
Is anyone buying it? Little piggy. Is anyone buying the burrito story?
Apparently it's a thing. The World Anti-Doping Agency has noted that eating meats like pig offal can cause presence of the steroid in your system.
Well, it's like poppy seeds and
And opium.
Opium.
Yeah.
But is there
have it to Elaine?
Yes. The poppy seeds.
Is there a point where they accept that it's the burrito and don't ban her for 4 years?
Yeah, she could miss the 24 Paris Olympics as well.
I mean, she's 4 years, if it turns out it is a burrito.
Yeah. How do you even go back and check that out?
Well, this is the thing. I mean, if she's just saying it's a burrito, but she's been banging up gear like there's no tomorrow, that's a separate conversation.
Totally.
But if she's had a burrito and tested positive to nandrolone.
Yeah. What if you can show the receipt?
From Tex-Mex.
I wake up with Marty.
All right, have you registered at martyshegoldshow.com.au? You do have to do that.
We
need a phone number so I can call you.
Absolutely, we do. Mm. Answer the phone within four rings and say, I wake up with Marty, and you win the loungewear, which is the prize on offer at the moment.
Slides and the robe.
Slides of the robe. Yes. Marty speaking. we've had a few winners. Five people have taken away the loungewear.
Yeah.
Of 21 calls, we've only given away five sets of loungewear.
Yeah, well, I'm saying that's because of lockdown. People like sleeping in, working from home, that sort of stuff.
Rachel in West Footscray didn't answer yesterday. Have we had any contact with Rachel at all?
I haven't been in touch with Rachel. Would you like me to?
No, I'm just concerned for her welfare, but we'll follow that up privately. all right, who we got today, Troy?
Patrick in Bunyip today.
Patrick in Bunyip.
Patrick in Bunyip.
Because Matt's not here. It might be a non-ringer, as we like to say.
No, yeah, so it's orange on this screen.
Okay.
Got to wait for
that. Let's just say it's been two rings.
Two rings.
Okay.
Three rings.
And
four rings.
Yeah, there's nothing there.
Nothing.
No, that was the beep.
That was his voicemail.
Yeah,
beep.
It was the voicemail. No. Do you want to leave a message?
No. Yeah, Patrick. Mate, just the other side of Narnagoon. Cheers, buddy.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
One of your favourites, Julie Bishop's got a Barbie.
I love Julie.
Toy giant Mattel is honouring Julie Bishop, who's now the Chancellor of the Australian National University. I did a couple of years of a Bachelor of Arts there before failing spectacularly.
bit of lack of focus.
Spectacularly failing.
A couple of distractions, no doubt.
One of the tutors called me in one day and just said to me, "You're never coming, are you?" And I said, No, I am not, sir.
I got better things to do.
She's been recognised as a true trailblazer in politics and the jobs that she's had since then. The Barbie is not for sale.
No.
It's not for sale.
Not for sale. And they've got Julie Bishop in the outfit that she wore when she quit politics.
Mm.
Sort of a navy
Armani dress and coat.
Oh, how wonderful. Who paid for that?
The red shoes?
The red Rodo shoes.
Oh, is that a specific brand?
Mm.
Rodo.
Mm-hmm.
Diamond earrings and brooch. Brooch is a funny word when you see it written, isn't it?
It looks like brooch.
Because you want to say brooch.
Yeah.
Like maroon.
Like maroon.
We had that struggle earlier in the week.
But it's a brooch. Bishop's involvement with Mattel includes working on its Dream Gap project, which is different to its Thigh Gap project.
Very different.
So different.
Yeah.
I don't want those. Both of them are aspirational.
The Marty Sheargold Show, Triple M.
Euro 2021 continues. We saw Ronaldo move a couple of bottles of Coca-Cola off the table in front of him during a press conference.
Yeah.
They reckon that had involved the Vuvuzela. God, who invented them?
So annoying.
Someone at a barbecue.
Yeah.
Yes. Their shares dropped 1.6%, Coca-Cola's shares, and a market value drop of approximately $5.2 billion.
Isn't that amazing?
Because he grabbed two bottles of Coke and moved them out
and
of the
frame. Just moved them out of the way.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah.
The power of these blokes. This is why when people don't understand their transfer fee and how much money that they earn, this is why they earn that kind of money.
Yeah.
Less than 24 hours later than that, superstar midfielder Paul Pogba
of France.
There it is.
Da, da, da. Rousing anthem.
Yeah. He did a similar thing as Ronaldo following France's 1-0 victory over the Germans. Couldn't do that in the war. Not running the other way, DC, am I right? Very hard to beat the enemy if you've moved back.
DC's loving it.
Loves a bit of war history. During the post-match press conference, Paul removed a bottle of Heineken from the table, placing it out of sight of the cameras, because he is of Islamic faith and subsequently does not drink alcohol. Heineken is the official beer partner of Euro 2020. Well, they're going to run out of partners if everyone keeps moving
things around.
5 seconds. Stand by two.
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
On this June day. June 17.
Isn't the year getting away from
sure
us?
Sure is.
1885 on this day, the Statue of Liberty arrives in New York City. Aboard the French ship Isère.
Yeah, that's right. It was a gift from France, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes, it was part of their World Exhibition.
Yeah. That's right. It was Expo.
Yeah, Expo. You love Expo now that you know a bit about it.
All the French things are from Expo.
Yeah, you weren't into Expo until you started digging a little deeper.
You had Expo up in Brisbane.
Well, that was the only Expo I was aware of.
Yeah, along the river there.
Just thought it was a one-off for Brisbane.
And it became South Bank.
You know the Simpsons episode. That's how
I know.
Yeah.
Like, I knew other references to it, but I didn't know any Expos.
Well, now you do.
Now I do.
1950, the first ever kidney transplant took place on this day. You're sampling the best. We're playing Tina because
she had a kidney transplant.
Not the first one.
Did she?
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, how old was she when that happened?
Just
before she started?
I think it was only a couple of years ago.
Oh, right.
Recently.
Yeah. 2019.
What a wonderful career.
Yeah.
You put me onto that doco.
Oh, isn't it a great doco?
It's amazing. It's on Netflix.
What a life.
Stan or something. Yeah, it was just amazing.
Just so many years with that idiot pig of a man.
I was amazed that her career didn't really get going until she was nearly 50.
Yeah, well, when she was 40, she met that Aussie bloke who was a massive promoter.
That's right, her promoter, manager.
And he did... he did so many massive artists.
Yeah.
And he really turned it around.
Yeah.
Not that she didn't have the talent for him to do.
She always had the talent.
1973, Dolly Parton records her song, I Will Always Love You. Became a hit for Whitney Houston.
Tentative pause.
Whitney's version was a bit bigger than this, though.
Yeah.
But I love Dolly's version.
Yeah.
It's very...
The original, always the best.
Yeah. Well, not always.
Like moving pictures. What about me earlier this week?
Results are in. People prefer Shannon Knoll's version.
That's
all
it's unbelievable.
It's astounding.
It's believable. Not for me.
Not for me.
The boss was horrified.
Oh, so many.
Who's that? What do you mean, boss?
Sorry, our colleague.
Yeah, she's referring horrified. To you, Marty.
Yeah. Well, that's different. 2008, the first day of legal same-sex marriage in California.
Oh, that would have been a party. Down in SoCal.
And in birthdays, Barry Manilow's turning 78.
That's on this day for June 17th.
The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M.
Quick update on your stand-up shows, Marty.
Well, unfortunately, because of the Victorian government and the rules around social distancing and capacities at venues, I've had to move the stand-up shows that were starting this weekend and continuing through next week to the weekend following. So that's a shame. I was really looking forward to it.
It is disappointing.
It is, but I can hardly cry foul.
Yeah, no.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Life's going great.
And you will get to do them.
We have moved them to January next year, which seems a long way away, but we'll be honest before we know it.
Yep.
And that's a venue availability issue. And I must thank the venue. They've been wonderful through this process.
Yeah, fantastic.
If you need the details, they're all on our Instagram at Marty Shigold Show. And you can swipe up for the link to
the fine people at A-List have been amazing as well, Artie Lang and the crew. So we've moved them.
Excellent. Well, I look forward to seeing you when I can.
Mate, I'll be hilarious.
I'm sure, no doubt.
Wait till you see it.
I tell you what, you can be hilarious next in yearbook.
No, I'm not going to be funny in that.
We're doing it for Austrac Campers. Built tough, built to last. Head to austraccampers.com.au. If you want to be a part of this and have the chance to score a $200 JB Hi-Fi voucher, call us right now, 133353. Who do you want to represent you? Marty, Will, or Lauren?
Calipers.
I won last week. Oh. Pardon me.
Yeah, you did too.
Yeah.
Boop.
Yearbook.
Mate.
This is where I just play you a grab of something and all you have to do is identify the year that it happened in.
You say all you have to do, but you're going to be busier than a one-armed pokey player over there today.
Normally, Matt's here to help me out, scoring and doing... I've got to do everything over here. He's working from home, our producer.
Is he?
Yes, he is.
Or is he flapping around in his pearls doing absolutely
he's listening and he's working.
Is he?
Yes.
That's what I'm doing. I'm flapping during this.
You're sure going to be busy. This is good. This is yearbook, as Troy said. And we've discussed how it works. We also get the listeners, we play on their behalf, and they get to choose who they'd like to play for them. And Carlo in Seddon is on the line. Good morning, Carlo.
How are you?
Wonderful, mate. Who would you like to represent you in today's version?
Lauren, definitely.
Oh! You've started with Calipers.
Yeah, and you won last week, Loss.
Yes. That's the first time I've been picked first.
Interesting choice, Carlo. I hope it works out for you.
Me too.
Me too.
No pressure. David in Croydon Hills.
G'day, Marty. G'day, guys.
How are you, David?
Good, thank you.
Who would you like, Will or me?
Will.
Oh! I'm Calipers this week. All right, David, fair enough. Oh, you're all going to regret this.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm going to play properly today. Michael's on the line. Morning, Michael.
Good morning.
It's you and I, buddy.
That's it, mate. The winning team.
Yes, Michael.
Yeah.
Michael was going to pick me anyway.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Hang on there,
that's
guys.
That's what I'm telling myself. Hang on there. We'll get back to your gang. One of you is going to win a JB Hi-Fi voucher worth $200.
Are we ready to go?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Best of five, first to three.
Boom.
Here comes the first question. Right. Chappelle Corby. Ooh, remember her?
Yeah.
Chappelle Corby got herself into a Balinese boogie board bungle. In which year? What year was she stopped at Denpasar Airport?
To all our family and friends, we love you all.
This is her sister, Mercedes.
Just! The case now enters a new phrase and will stand by Chappelle every step of the way. Our lawyers have done their best and with the support of all the Australians, thank you.
Got dragged out for so long.
This is the trial.
I didn't even know we had a bloody trial.
Oh my God, yeah. That's almost
bring that down, Troy.
Was that Mercedes?
That was
her sister.
She was having a tough day.
Yeah, it was pretty emotional, stressful time.
It would
time.
Be awful for her, for the family.
What
also...
year was it? I reckon it was two. Are we all in?
Yes.
Yeah, I reckon it was 05.
I was 05.
I said 02.
I went 5.
It's 2004.
Yay! Oh, Loza.
I was going to say 2004.
She was the furthest away, and she gets the point.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, that's how it works.
I hate the scoring.
Well, do you want it to just be whoever's closest to the year?
I would prefer, but it's fine.
Rather than if you go over, you're out.
We've got a scoring system.
Well, I mean, it's a conversation.
Yeah, we always have meetings on the air, Will. You know, we can have one now if you like.
We'll have this.
That's still my point.
It's absolutely your point, mate.
For this morning, please. It is. All right, next question
I'm not
here.
Taking a point off you.
What? The temple beard.
Second question. What year did Crown Casino open in Melbourne?
Oh, God, I have no idea.
There was the temporary location at the World Trade Centre first on the northern side of the Yarra.
Oh,
it opened
that?
There first. Yeah.
Where the old Centra Hotel used to be.
That's right.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
What year was that? It moved across to its current location in 1997 as a clue.
Oh, bum. Okay, I'm going to write.
Well, I just wrote 96 down. So
what are you asking?
When it actually opened in Melbourne, so in its first location, Crown Casino.
Are you saying it's before 97 then?
Yeah. Okay, I've gone 7 years after what I originally wrote.
You in?
You in?
Where'd you go, Loz?
I said 92.
94.
Oh, I just put 90.
94.
Oh,
boom! Yes.
Marty, very good.
Yeah, I had a mate that worked there.
Point on the board for Marty. One for you, Lauren. None for you, Will.
Huh.
All right. Next question here for you.
None for Will. David will be kicking himself. How you feeling, David? You sad sack?
No.
Yeah, nothing
I'm spewing.
From Dave. Nothing from Dave.
Calm down, David.
Good energy from you putting these guys through too, by the way.
Yeah. Next question here.
He was flapping at that point. It was good.
Just David, you know, and the crew.
No, I like David. I like them all.
Mm-hmm. All right, next question. What year did Michelle Payne ride Prince of Penzance to victory in the Melbourne Cup?
Here's Prince of Penzance coming on down the outside.
What year was that?
For Michelle Payne.
Now first female jockey to win?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know the exact year, but I'll be in the area.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. I don't know.
I'm guessing.
I said 2017.
I said 15. 15.
I said 16.
2015.
Oh, that doesn't feel like that long ago.
2015. Yeah.
I guess they made a movie and everything in that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nearly 7 years
you're
ago.
You're in the lead. If you get this one right, we're still not on the board this morning. What's going on here?
I haven't been good at this for a few weeks.
Okay, you're all right. You're all right.
What year did the Queen last visit Australia?
It has been a difficult year for this
Queen.
Country
yeah.
in many ways, despite the successes. The world witnessed the anguish of Australians as they lived through a summer of national disasters.
Mm. What year was that?
I don't know. Was it 2017?
I said 2001.
She went to Darwin and said it was 2018, I said.
2011?
I won. Oh, I got it.
Oh, I reckon she's
I got that point.
Well, yes.
Was it really?
I 2011. She's been out here since then.
No, she definitely hasn't.
Yeah,
she's an old lady.
Are we mistaking the...
Prince George and...
William, I think, has been here.
Possibly.
And Kate. Yeah, anyway.
Let's keep moving.
Lauren and Marty, 2 points apiece. This is for the win. All right, next question here. Hey Hey It's Saturday was cancelled by the Nine Network in which year?
First time?
From the studios.
After 28 years
yeah.
and more than 500 episodes. what was the year that it ended for that first time? Obviously, it's come back and done a couple of specials.
Oh, okay, so excluding that.
Yeah.
Okay.
A 28-year run.
Yeah.
The duck at the dross on Hey Hey, It's Saturday. And now you culture vultures, let's hear it for the...
I think I'm over, actually.
I'm in.
Hmm. Jeez. Shit.
You were on it.
Yeah, I know.
What do you reckon?
Mm-hmm. I reckon 2001.
Oh, I said 2001.
I went 99.
It's 99.
Come on.
This game won't end.
Hey, hey.
One for Will.
This is just like, hey, Carlo and David and Michael are thinking, Christ, who's paying me phone bill?
I'm going to be at work.
You want to have a good plan for this game.
I know. Well, so the scores are 2 on Marty. Lauren, you're on 2. Will, you're on 1.
Yes. Here we go.
This is for the decider.
Or maybe not.
Could it?
Or maybe not.
Could we all be on 2?
Did Neil Armstrong set foot on the moon?
Oh, I know it. Do you know it on the nose?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. What do you got, Loza?
I said 69.
It is 69. Yeah.
So it's a draw between those two.
It is.
Oh, it's a draw! Oh.
Carlo and Michael.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yep.
Yeah. That's all we need.
Michael.
$200.
There you go.
Are we giving them 100 each or 200 each?
Congratulations. Oh, we'll give them $200 each.
Yeah, good man.
They're both winners.
Marty Sheargold now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
We're doing something called the referendum here.
Yes.
This has been fun. Will and I have been going head-to-head off-air for weeks over who's the better actor, Ben Affleck or Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Following yesterday's Shannon Poll.
Following yesterday's Shannon Poll.
Yes.
Who did What About Me better, The Moving Pictures, or Shannon Poll.
Yeah. Noel.
Noel. And it turns out it was Shannon Noel, which you could have knocked me over with a feather when that result.
You weren't the only one.
That one was tight, 53 to 47%.
Yeah. We've put up the referendum, and I'm not sure what the results are. I'm suggesting Ben Affleck is a far better actor than Matt Damon.
Yes.
Outrageous.
Matt Damon is one of those sort of Hollywood guys that's been at some point kissed on the old and just stumbles from one performance to another without any clear idea of not only what's going on in the script, but how he should be building a character around that.
One of the worst opinions you've ever had, and you've had some shockers.
The results are in from
firing. Well, before we get to the results, let's just slow down a bit and go through some of the some of the hits and misses from Matt Damon and Ben Affleck's career.
Can I just preface this by saying, you looked at the lists of films and you said, look at these terrible films Matt Damon's in, holding the Ben Affleck list. You had them mixed up.
I did not realise. And as I read through them, I was surprised at myself because I thought, actually, they're not as bad as I thought.
You said Jiggly isn't that bad.
Yes. Let's have a look at Matt Damon's misses. Invictus, or In Shittus, as it was called for a long time.
Invictus was great.
True shit.
The bag of ants. The bag of ants. The bag of shit. Stuck on you. Shit on you. I mean, some awful films in here.
Of course there is.
Elysium. What's that? I've never even heard of that.
Space one.
Futuristic one. That's not very good either.
He loves a space movie.
He loves a space movie, doesn't
he? That's three that I can count.
What else?
The Martian one.
Interstellar.
Interstellar.
Interstellar, that's right, yeah.
Interstellar, I don't even remember him in that.
He has a cameo late in The Last Hour.
He seems to do a lot.
Is that the Sandra Bullock one?
No, that's
the Matthew McConaughey one.
Where it's all the fifth dimension.
Oh, that I like that movie. I don't recall him being in it. In the big ocean.
He maroons them on that planet.
Right.
Yeah. I maroons them.
Right.
he maroons them.
It's a cameo at best.
Well, so much of his career is that. cameo at best, it should be his middle name. Matt Cameo at Best Damon. Or just Chris Hemsworth's mate.
Yeah.
Let's go through some of Ben's hits. Argo, which he also directed, mind you. I mean, in terms of a Hollywood career.
One best picture.
Gone Girl. Good Will Hunting. He was amazing in that.
Yet Matt Damon got nominated in Good Will Hunting.
A Batman. I think Ben Affleck is arguably the greatest Batman there's ever been.
He's actually,
totally are.
That's ridiculous.
What is
that
about?
Have you seen him as Batman?
No.
Who knows? Who is the real Batman? The Accountant was a very good film.
Was it?
Yes. State of Play. I mean, talk about a guy just hitting dingers
what
into the bleachers.
What happens in State of Play out of interest, Marty?
Marty won't know.
State of Play, heavy, heavy political thriller.
It actually was.
Was it? All right, let's have the results on Instagram.
The results are in.
Oh, they're so unsurprising.
Yeah. Are they?
Matt Damon got up. Do you want to know the margin?
Yeah.
77%.
Matt Damon.
It's a bloodbath.
I cannot believe that.
Of course it is.
I mean, I knew I was pushing a heavy cart. But I wouldn't have thought much. 77% of people think Matt Damon's a better actor.
That's
than
a big
ben
result.
Affleck.
Of course they do. He's a better actor. The Bourne series and The Martian. And
oh, do you mean the Board series?
Yes, I meant the Board series.
Well, I mean, I've seen Matt do some ordinary stuff and I'll stand by it. Ben's a better actor.
The Marty Sheargold Show, Triple M.
And we are here thanks to Ream Australia's favourite hot water. Ream has a comprehensive selection of storage and continuous flow options across gas, electric and solar.
Wonderful.
All your bases covered if you're getting the winter chills. Ask for the brand that comes on ready, hot. I should say steady, hot and strong.
Yeah. Yes, you should.
Steady, hot and strong, not ready, hot and strong. No, but I'm sure it is ready.
It is ready. It's always ready.
Ready and steady.
I mean,
hot and strong.
Hot and strong. Hot and strong. Ask your plumber to install a Ream.
Absolutely.
And thank you, Ream.
Tell him you're ready for it to come on steady, hot and strong.
Exactly.
I don't know if anyone saw this overnight. It was once again Euro 2020, which 2021 rather.
No, well,
yeah.
What is it's called 2020 because they missed last year.
Ah, right.
It's like Tokyo 2020.
That is quite confusing. I've just realised that.
Yeah.
There was a parachutist fly into one of the stadiums before the Germany match, Germany v France, and in Munich. So this whole thing's taking place in Germany, obviously. he was a Greenpeace protester, and he's parachuted in. He's injured two people after losing control of his... I didn't realise it was one of those power paragliders, which had a motor attached to it.
Yeah.
He hit the overhead camera wires on the roof of the stadium.
Yeah.
And you can actually see him come down and go, onk. And then fans had to duck as he careened towards the spectator area.
Well, he's lucky.
He narrowly missed the stands, then he demolished all the technical equipment there before crashing in front of the German penalty area. I think he broke his ankle as well.
It's lucky that's all he broke.
Yeah, he could have killed someone. You should have seen the speed he came down over the crowd.
Yeah,
it was frightening.
Coming from the sky.
It was a stunt gone wrong.
Yeah.
And that's the question we're asking now. Did the stunt go wrong?
Yeah, what stunt that you did?
We once
went off the rails.
Mattresses underneath the patio at home. Put them over Mum's hedge, sat them there, and then you jumped off the patio onto the mattresses. My brother missed the mattresses but went into the hedge, so it wasn't a total disaster.
Right.
It wasn't like he went patio grass.
Yes.
Yeah.
He went patio hedge.
Right.
Just missed the mattress. A stunt went wrong at our joint.
When did the stunt go wrong? That's what we were asking. And you can call us on 133353.
Greenpeace got this one very wrong at Euro 2020 overnight when a paragliding parachutist guy tried to enter the stadium to make a Greenpeace point and bumped into the wires that run the camera system.
Mm.
The spider.
Yep.
Missed the crowd by inches. In fact, I think he hit a woman in the crowd.
I think he clipped someone.
Mm. And he's banging along.
Yeah.
Broke his ankle on landing and almost took out, was it the French or the German coach?
The French coach.
Jesus, the French won't like that.
Not be happy about that.
They'll move back to Paris.
I said he was also lucky to have not been shot down.
Oh, yeah.
By police who were watching for anti-terror.
Oh, my God. Of course. Like I didn't even think about that.
No.
It's in the first dot point. I wondered why you skipped over it.
I did not read the sheet at all.
Oh, it's a no-fly zone.
Yeah.
Doing a lot of
guessing.
They're
enforcing a no-fly zone.
I'm just making it up.
Yeah. Is Matt Damon there as well?
Just missing the French manager, not coach.
No, that's what they call it.
That's what
they call it. They call their coaches managers. Well, that's a bit of fun as we find out more detail around the story.
Yeah, it's always good to know the full story.
Did your stunt go wrong?
What happened, Grant?
Oh, g'day, guys. Look, the story goes, I was trying to be a cheeky little villain and I climbed up on top of a statue. And as I floated down, I just and turned out I fractured both my heels.
Oh, God. Wow. Ow.
Oh,
How old were you, Grant?
Oh, I was about 30.
I thought he was going to say like 10.
That's your gag.
That's my gag, and I loved hearing it from another bloke. 30. What was the pain like, Grant, of having both the heels?
Well, the worst part was is because we're currently living at Perth, and we're meant to relocate to Melbourne, so the flight was the following day. And, so they took me to the hospital, got me in a cast, fully loaded me up. And, yeah, got my flight home.
Jesus, oh, wow. Can we just get a grab of Grant saying relocate?
Recloclating?
He made up a word then, and it's worth hearing it back because it was not in English.
Oh, hang on. Don't you remember our pre-show meeting this morning? You made up a couple of words. It's on the board.
What did you say?
He said tentative pause.
Tentative pause. Yeah, I was a bit tired in the pre-show. John's on the line.
Hey guys, 16 at the time, 16 years ago, and thought I'd be a hero and try to jump over a big sort of ditch, and so jumped over it, and my left ankle landed in a small hole on the other side, and I ruptured my Achilles.
Oh no!
And hopes and dreams shattered, like how I missed out on Marty Sheargold. Tickets as well.
Mate, I'm coming back. I'm coming back in January. Yeah. Buy a ticket for January.
Yeah. If you could get one.
Unlikely. No, but it is worth checking out those ticket sales for January.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You should do more shows, Marty.
Should I?
Yeah.
Why don't you do a couple of them?
Let's go to Janine in Geelong. Did the stunt go wrong, Janine?
Yes, terribly. It was about mid-80s, a Chukamoama border incident, and these two blokes thought they'd climb the poles of the marquee for a race, to race down. And you know that sort of piece of metal, you get a rope and you go for the figure eight around
it? Yes, to tie the flag off.
Yeah, they went sliding down, but one guy caught himself in the groin.
Oh, no.
What? And he was stuck.
And, oh no.
They had to, like, get a table and lift him up off it.
Oh, gosh. Because it had obviously pierced his...
Yeah.
And well, because I'm talking to a lady, Janine, I'll say ball bag.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
This is quite extraordinary. Still thousands of Melburnians in the outer eastern suburbs without power.
Yes. Are we talking about that? Yeah. We're sense-of-daying that? It's a real challenge out there at
sure
the moment.
It is.
It's my part of the world. And I tell you what, some people up there are going to go till...
3 more weeks.
10th of July without power?
That's... Yep.
Some suburbs up there, 2 or 3 suburbs, Callista, The Patch... There's another one up there that's got
sheet?
No water. I've got a sheet, have I? Yeah. that's got no water.
There it is.
Oh, thank you. It's really crazy. the sheet's not helping.
Really crazy,
I even
guys.
Circled the important bits.
No, you did. AusNet Services is telling customers it's the in the worst affected areas of the Dandenongs 3 more weeks.
Yeah.
10,000 customers in Melbourne outer eastern suburbs are still without power. I don't think people realised how serious that storm was out there.
And no, absolutely. And freezing overnight as well.
But also how dangerous those big trees are when they come down.
Well, some of the images
you should not have driven that day.
No, I probably shouldn't have.
No.
But, you know, work's work. Some of us turn up every day, unlike Matthew.
He's here now.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You weren't here at the start.
It's Triple M.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M.
Oh, my God, there was a massive huntsman on a plane overnight.
Spider pig, spider pig, does whatever a spider pig does. Can he swing from a web? No, we can't. He's a pig.
A bit of Homer there.
Yeah.
A giant huntsman emerged in the cockpit of a Cessna. It was on the ceiling and it dropped on top of the pilot. And it's a bit, it's a fair size old huntsman, this one.
15 centimetres across.
Oh, my God. That's a huge huntsman.
A monster.
It's a single prop plane and they were about to land at an airfield in the Northern Territory. And the spider is shown crawling across the roof, then falling as the flight continues over Kakadu's National Park. Has anyone been to Kakadu in other news?
I would really like
I've never
go.
Been there.
It's DC, enormous.
You ever been to Kakadu?
No.
No.
It's like the size of Tasmania, apparently. You need a plane to fly.
Maybe North Melbourne could start playing some games at Kakadu.
Oh, there you go. Let's
see if we can get anyone to go.
More than 3,500.
It's about a 4-hour drive from Darwin.
Is it really that far?
Mm. That far.
Oh, I didn't know it was that far.
Yeah.
I just thought you'd tool into Darwin. No. You know, just at the edge of Darwin, Kakadu starts.
Big part of the country.
Oh, it's massive.
I'm definitely not going now. I didn't realise it was that annoying.
We could get you a little plane in there.
Yeah, I'll fly
like
in.
This one with the Huntsman.
Yes.
Oh, I don't need this one.
No.
Here, we've got a grab here
of the Huntsman on the roof.
On the roof.
Yeah.
No.
I won't bite you.
What the What a mission!
I hate when people say it won't bite you. It's not going to kill you.
No.
I don't care about that.
No, you don't like it.
It's just the whole thought of it.
Yeah, I know.
The pilot didn't like it. The passenger was okay with it.
Yeah,
that's who the laughter was from.
That grab was in danger of going as long as the flight.
Totally.
It went for a long time.
I feel like
it?
I landed the plane.
I felt like I aged.
New South Wales tourist Sean Hancock. What an awful name. I mean, you'd change it to Gavin Hancock, wouldn't you? It was a passenger alongside his wife, Colleen, another terrible name, in the what they're calling the Great Northern Territory Experience is what the whole thing's called.
Mm-hmm.
He had a massive laugh about it. He loved it.
Yes, he did.
And as you can tell, I'm laughing. He's panicking, trying to brush it off his leg, trying to pull the plane up as well. And my wife's telling me, don't put it on him, he's trying to fly the plane. And I just laughed. It was hilarious.
He's trying to land the plane too.
Don't put it on him.
Most important time.
Sean, you dunce.
Yeah. The least funny things I've ever heard.
Yeah.
It's not funny. It's terrifying.
There's a spider on the pilot.
Oh, I'm in a spider, mate. Where was the spider for you?
Yeah.
You always hear about the sun visor in the car coming
down.
Oh,
yes.
There it is.
We always have to do a little peek.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Where was the spider? They reckon they'd seen this spider in the plane a week earlier, but they thought it had escaped.
No, it hadn't.
There's nothing worse than seeing a spider in your car, then losing it.
Yeah.
Because you know it's coming back.
Yeah.
When and where.
I've emptied an entire can of Peebo into the car before and left it for a week. Lynn in Ferntree Gully, what happened?
I went to my garden shed, opened the door, went in and didn't think anything of it, came out and I felt this tickling thing on my chest.
No. On your what, Lynn?
On my chest.
Oh, because you just dropped out, as you said, you felt a tickling thing on your... And it was not great timing for you, Lynn.
No.
Because I didn't know... Suddenly I lost the reason of why you were calling.
It was a tickling thing on my chest.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Glad we cleared that up.
Pulled my shirt to have a look down and there was this massive huntsman. Down between my bra.
Oh, motorboating you, Lynn. Yeah, the huntsman motorboat you.
How'd you get rid of it, Lynn?
Well, I swore a lot and jumped around.
Danced around. Whipped your top off and went up the shops.
Something like that, yeah.
Thanks, Lynn. Let's go to Andy in Selby. Where was the spider, Andy?
I'd run out of petrol. So I was hitchhiking along the road with my jerry can while the car was going past. Anyway, this lady pulled over and picked me up, and I thought, oh, fantastic. Got in the car, said, thanks very much. And she goes, great. She goes, you can help me. And she pulled the visor down in front of me, and there was this dirty big huntsman right in the face. I screamed, jumped out of the car, looked at me, she shut the door, before she shut the door, she goes, you're no bloody good, shut the door, and drove off.
She had a point.
She was hoping you'd help me.
Talking about a massive spider that was on a plane in the Northern Territory.
Yeah, there it is.
Dropped.
There it is.
Oh, it's actually on TV in real time.
15 centimetres.
Massive huntsman. Yeah. Dropped on the pilot. Everyone thought it was hilarious except the pilot. He did not like it.
He was trying to land the plane.
Yeah, not great timing.
No.
No, you've only got two things to do in a plane, take off and land.
I think they've next levelled it on TV.
Yeah, they've got Shane Hancock.
Sean. Are they talking to Shawnee Hancock?
Yeah.
That's the passenger who found it hysterical.
Gee, slow news day for the Today Show.
Well, we're talking about it as well.
Yeah, but we're not next leveling at doing an interview with the guy who was in the cock.
Well, we spent half an hour on it.
We don't next level anything, though.
No, and there's a reason. Because, you know, why would you talk to Shawnee Hancock?
But that's what they do.
Carl's having a great time.
I keep calling Sean.
All right, let's go to the call. We've got some calls here to get to.
Yes.
Where was the spider? Jan in Narre Warren North. What happened to you?
Hey, team, love your show.
Good on you,
many,
Jan.
Many years ago, was at a friend's place. We'd had a dinner party coffee at the end of the night. Mm. I decided to have a Milo. Mm. Drank out of a coffee cup, up ended the cup, and sitting in the bottom was a hunt.
No way. That was it was in the Milo.
Not in the Milo.
It was at the bottom of my cup, and I had finished the drink, and the hunt was at the bottom.
Oh, so it had been filtering, like the...
Yes, it had been brewing in the Milo.
It's a similar colour.
It was horrendous, because I am the biggest spider phobe ever.
Jan, you must have lost your mind, and it must have been an awful party that it finished with a Milo. I've never in my life attended a function where, you know how I'm going to wrap this big one up?
Give me a pass.
Have a Milo.
Milo, Marty.
Milo.
Milo.
Maybe some lime cordial.
Can we have four Milos to finish the night, please?
Just a bit warmed up.
I do love Milo.
Yeah, I know, but not at the end of a party.
After three bottles of red wine. Yeah. I'm not thinking, you know.
Maybe she was a child.
You know what I need? I'm not going to lie, I'm pretty drunk.
A milky Milo.
DC, I'm going to have a Milo. You want one?
Have some with oat milk, please.
Soy milk Milo.
Skinny.
A skinny milk Milo, please.
Got a Richard in Hillside.
Hey, Richard.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Never better, mate.
Yeah, first time, long time. Mate, what happened to me was I was driving into work one day in my work van. I was working on site.
Yeah.
And as you pull up on site, you've got these signs, like these reflective signs on the fence.
Mm.
And it reflected in. It must have startled this bastard of a huntsman.
Mm.
He's jumped off, landed on the steering wheel, then landed on my knee. I absolutely shit myself. Jumped out, ran into the office, grabbed a can of Mortine. I reckon I sprayed about three quarters of this can, right?
Yeah.
He's crawled up underneath my dashboard, and he's died on the fuse box.
On
the fuse wires.
And shorted a few things in the car out, Richard?
Mate, I could not start it up. So at the end of the day, I've had to leave it there, ring up the mobile mechanic the next day.
Yeah.
$380 later, he's taking his spider out and just giving him a bit of a spray.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Richard loves it.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
And for AUSTRAC campers built tough, built to last, head to austrackcampers.com.au. Let's do this.
5 seconds. Stand by two.
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
For June 17.
June 17 on this day. 1631 on this day. Mumtaz Mahal dies during childbirth and her husband, the Mughal Emperor Shah Jahan I, then spends more than 20 years building... the Taj Mahal.
Oh, wow. What
Isn't
a project.
Mm. Anyone been there?
No. I'd love to go there.
I would love to go.
Mm.
Maybe once they've got that situation under control.
Bins
in
and
India.
Things, you mean? Oh, no. No, COVID.
COVID.
I thought you were talking about bins and infrastructure. 1970, Led Zeppelin begin their last European tour.
If there's a bustle in your head, don't be alone there. It's just a sprinkling for the make-queen.
I mean, it's just timeless.
Yeah.
Put it on any time you like.
Well, we are at 8:38.
Yeah,
good call.
1972, the Watergate scandal. Five White House operatives are arrested for burgling the offices of the Democratic National Committee.
Gate.
Nice one, DC.
Nice, DC.
Very good.
Gate.
1983, the Police album Synchronicity is released. What an album.
Mm.
What a band. Stuart Copeland. I mean, arguably one of the greatest drummers ever.
Love your drummers.
I do.
Every time a band comes up, you reference.
I love a drummer.
You should learn the drums.
I mean, have a listen to the snare. He's whacking that. Oh, no. no time.
Got some sticks.
You sort of drum a little bit over there on something.
Oh, yeah.
From time to time.
Amateur drummer.
There it is. Who needs the police?
1994, following a televised low-speed highway chase, O.J. Simpson is arrested for the murder of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ronald Goldman.
Oh.
You got a grab for that?
I don't. It says grab.
Does it?
Yeah. Oh.
I think I forgot to tell you about that.
Yes, you did. I was wondering.
I found it. Here it is.
911, what are you reporting?
This is AC. I have OJ in the car.
Okay, where are you?
Please, I'm coming up the 5 freeway.
Okay.
Right now, we are okay, but you got to tell the police to just back off. He's still alive, and he got a gun to his head.
Oh. Is everything else okay?
Everything right now is okay, officer. Everything is okay. All about, he wants me to get it to his mom. He wants me to get it to his house.
Okay.
So that's all we ask. He got a gun to his head.
Okay.
Remember the footage of it?
Yeah,
just crawling along the highway.
That's right. Have you seen the remake of it with Cuba Gooding Jr.?
No, I haven't.
It's very good.
Is it?
David Schwimmer.
David Schwimmer plays
Robert
the Kardashian.
Oh, I just assumed that looked like a TV movie.
It is a TV. It's a 4-part
series.
They did
a few of them. Same sort of. Anyway,
it's very good if you want to know the story.
Oh,
I know the story.
But if you want to see,
I mean, if you want to see it reenacted, I understand what you mean. 2016, Tom DeLonge reveals his true reason for leaving Blink 182, and it was to investigate UFOs.
He's very vocal about UFOs.
Is he?
Yes,
Tom DeLonge.
We've spoken previously before about it.
Who's the one who won't fly? Is it him or is it another member?
That's the other.
One of them had a plane crash, didn't they? The drummer?
Yeah.
Travis Barker.
That's him.
He doesn't like to fly.
Yeah. Venus Williams is turning 41 today. Baby, be the class clown. I'll be the beauty
queen. Oh, Dolby.
What's going on?
That's both of them.
Yeah.
Well done, Troy.
Layering.
You're on fire.
Or Zeta is. Kendrick Lamar is turning 33 today. He's but a child. Just went viral. Right stroke, put little baby in a spiral.
Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. That's on this day for June 17. And it's time to put someone right in here. It's
the Dumps Academy. Let's put them right in there.
Right in there.
And lock the door. Get into the Dunce Academy. We're locking the door on you. Acting Prime Minister. Yeah, you heard Bert Turn. Acting Prime Minister Michael McCormack. Well, I never thought I'd say those words.
No.
Because who could believe it? But there you go. He's had a tilt. He's had a tilt at Parliament yesterday. Mm. More particularly Adam Bandt, a Green MP. Is he Melbourne? Yeah.
Yes.
targeting idiots and particularly singling out Peter, PETA, over this mice plague. He's made a bizarre suggestion in Parliament yesterday about where these mice could be rehomed.
Yes.
Have a listen to this.
And then we have, of course, Peter coming out saying that the mice, the poor little curious creatures, should be rehomed. Well, I actually agree with Peter. They should be rehomed into their inner city apartment so that they can nibble away at their food and their feet at night and scratch their children at night.
Good. Good. It's Parliament time.
Yes.
I mean, are you serious?
What is he talking about?
What is he talking about? Answer some questions.
Yeah.
What a dunce.
Let's put him in there.
Whack him in. Oh. It's the Dunce Academy.
The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M. Alex is joining us in the studio.
How are you going, Alex?
So good. I'm really happy to come in.
Lovely to see you.
Always lovely to see you.
What's happening?
Well, we got the COVID numbers in.
Yes.
Zero local cases.
Zero local cases.
Which is amazing because I felt that there might have been some panic after yesterday when you've got South Melbourne Market for 2 hours on a Saturday.
Mm. Well, that's the reason why our very good friend Matthew was
The one with the good legs.
Yeah, one with the beautiful legs.
Who wears shorts.
Moisturiser. The king of moisturiser, as he's known around the building.
Thank you for dedicating the 6 o'clock hour to chatting about that. That was
Your legs are stunning. You got shorts on today?
I do.
Oh, look at the legs.
Oh, how about that?
It's like I've seen a man get his leg that high. It must have been lovely for you to watch that live.
Sorry, Lauren.
There's a lot of nut action there. So zero cases.
Sorry, Alex.
One from overseas.
Matthew wasn't here because he got tested yesterday and had to wait for his result before he could come into work because he, as it turns out, is quite a piggy pig.
Yes. Yeah. This little piggy went to the market.
For a second, Borat.
Yeah. One would have been enough,
One would have been enough.
Thanks, guy. That's fat shaming.
No, it's not.
No, it is.
No. Fat shaming is when they tell you you can't wear leather pants.
No, we didn't say you can't. We said you'd make sounds and you shouldn't.
That's fat shaming. Thank you, Alex.
Squelch. That was fun.
It was more of a swamp ass shaming then.
Yeah.
It was everything. I still want to see you in leather pants before the end of the year.
Okay.
Just once. Just surprise us and delight us.
We'll have a night out in them. We'll all wear the leather pants.
It's your birthday soon.
I just want to get the facts. I want facts.
I'll give you the facts.
Fact checked. Oh, this is really, really
Lars, what do you got for us?
Yes, just quickly to start off with, we wondered when the shortest day of the year is.
Oh, yeah. Solstice.
It's this Monday coming, the 21st.
Oh. Yeah, it's always around this time.
And that's it? All the short days behind us.
Then the days get longer until daylight saving starts again.
Yes. I think the days extend by a minute every day.
Is that a fact?
Well, it does happen very quickly. I remember the start of this year.
Yeah,
I was doing sun updates and stuff.
Yeah, you were doing suns up updates.
Suns up. Mm. It doesn't amaze me anymore.
It was exciting at the start when you were first seeing your first ever sun ups.
Yeah. When I wasn't coming home.
That's right. It was quite a change for you.
We spoke about a Greenpeace stunt gone wrong at Germany's Euro 2020 match against France in Munich.
Yeah, Germany v France.
Yes, you suggested the entire Euro 2020 tournament was being held in Germany. It's actually across 11 countries, including England, Italy, Spain, Scotland, Denmark.
Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan. Russia, Romania, the Netherlands and Hungary.
Gee, Willy Winkers. They'd have to be in groups though, wouldn't they? Hubbed.
Yeah, I don't know.
It couldn't be openly
you can still travel across from
Europe.
Everywhere
else is travelling.
Go from Munich to like Scotland for a game of soccer?
Yeah, it's all
going on. Doesn't seem right.
There's definitely groups, but I don't know if they play in the one location or not. That's a good call.
I think they
would. We're the only ones that really have a very harsh
restriction. No travel, no fly.
Well, then you've seen how well it works.
Yeah. Jan, the Milo girl.
What happened to Jan?
We love Jan, but she called herself a massive spiderphobe.
Yeah. That's not the word.
It's arachnophobe.
I said alone, it's like one of four phobias I actually know.
Arachnophobia, agoraphobic, claustrophobic.
Xenophobic.
What do you call yours where you won't use soap?
Soapophobic.
Why is Matt going to target today?
Matt's don't.
Because he did the responsible thing.
I had to isolate for my COVID test and I wasn't here for the start of the show and he'll never forgive me for it.
Well, WFH.
You've had a wonderful half day at work today, mate.
I got a call from everyone on the team except you, Marty.
Well, my phone doesn't work and it has to ring you.
Block caller.
I will forgive you over time.
Sure. Yeah, soon it will be Will's turn
will
again,
you?
Then my turn.
Yeah.
Grant called up about stunts that have gone wrong.
Yeah.
But he had a little bit of trouble with the word relocate.
Yes, let's have a listen.
And we're meant to relocate to Melbourne.
Relocate. We looked
that's
at each other over the desk.
That's not a word, Grant.
Relocate.
And we're meant to relocate to Melbourne.
Maybe his phone glitched.
Oh, it was just under the pump.
Imagine what a mouthful he'd make of cunning stunts.
Oh, that was really game of you.
Well, especially from you. You wouldn't have done that at 6 o'clock.
Well, stubbly
you're
going
to be warmed up.
Stubbly cook. Stubbly? Subtlety up. No, I don't know what it is.
Nearly chipped.
You went close
too.
There.
I didn't.
You went close.
No, I have one more.
Yeah, good. Okay. And then you could swear all your life.
I didn't swear. I went to say Ive, yes. But it came across as an F sound.
What is his name?
Zach Stubblety Cook.
Stubblety Cook. Ange gave us a call. Yeah. Her friend Ash is a Garbo and listens to us every day. And today is National Garbo Day. I'm only happy when it rains. So shout out to Ash and all of the Garbos out there.
Well done. Where would we be without garbologists?
That's garbage.
We'd be in Bali. Only that's where we'd be.
That was Troy's.
That was a grab of Troy getting this song wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, let me hear it again.
That's garbage. Only happens when it rains.
I'm only happy when it rains.
It's a shabakle. All right, enjoy your Thursday. We'll chat again tomorrow morning. Oh.
How very abrupt.
Six. That's it. Marty Sheargold, now
on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show. There it is. That's been the podcast for your Thursday.
I wonder how it was.
Well, I know. Well, now we know.
It's
all happened. Are you going to listen
again? No. So I listened yesterday.
Yeah.
I like to duck in every now and then and make sure we're all turning our keys.
Yes. Yeah. You're air checking us.
But you wonder how it was.
Yeah, for the listeners.
But this is the end of the podcast.
I know. Yeah.
It was great.
But you've also done it.
Yes, but that doesn't mean much with Marty.
Everything's in the past.
He's forgotten everything.
He forgets 5 seconds after the words have come out
Marty,
of his mouth.
Marty, who won yearbook?
We did.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah, it was a draw.
Yeah, now what's the overall score game in yearbook? Score. Because we didn't discuss that at the time.
I've almost caught up to Will.
I know. I heard that casually in one of my ears, and I thought, where am I?
So, Marty, you're on 4.
Yeah.
Will's on 6. Lauren, you're on 5.
Yep.
It's so close.
I was on 2 and Will was on 6, and now I'm on 5 and he's on 6.
Yeah. That's why we were calling you calipers.
Yeah. Mm. No, it was calipers because I was picked last.
Well, that's why you were being picked last.
Not today you weren't.
What do you got?
Danelle, you might remember we also discussed Huntsman Spiders during
today,
the show.
Yes.
During the podcast. She has a nice story. Lived in Murda, right next to paddocks.
Mm.
One night I looked up and saw a spider come down through the fireplace. Oh. Then another through a space in the ceiling.
Oh.
Next hour or so, inundated with at least 200 earth spiders.
Earth spiders?
Never used
earth spider.
What are they?
Google earth spider.
Yeah, all right.
Never used so much fly spray and hairspray. So I assume Danelle just got desperate.
They're a funny-looking thing. There's several different versions of them.
200 of anything in your house is too much.
Yeah.
I'm confused. That's not...
No, I don't understand which spider it is. Because they're saying they're from Japan.
No, they're not.
They're from Murnda.
Just near Japan.
No, they're not saying they're from...
Sydney Road.
What are they saying?
It's in Japanese folklore.
What?
What?
Oh, this is too confusing.
Maybe she means huntsman.
She possibly made a typo.
Is it a similar size to a huntsman?
I don't know any. What I've read is all I know.
Mm. Yeah, right. Okay.
But we also have an email, so I'm pitching this to you as an option that we can do post-show.
Mm.
We received an email from a Patrick who said, I missed a call from Marty Sheargold at 6:30 a.m. today. Please ask them to call me back. Why do you reckon we called Patrick?
I wake up with today.
Do you want to hear... That's what Carl does.
I knew that wasn't our idea. I knew I'd heard that idea before, Troy.
Do we want to hear from Patrick
why
he didn't answer the phone?
Nah.
All right.
I do. Why didn't he?
No,
I
want to know. Should we call him?
Oh, really?
Can't you be bothered?
Oh, if you want to, we'll call him.
All right, let's dial the number.
Who? Richard.
Richard.
Patrick.
Where's he from?
Oh, here he is.
Patrick.
Yeah, mate. Who's this?
It's Marty Sheargold. How are you going?
Good, mate. How are you?
Patrick, you sent us an email saying we rang you and you missed the call and you wanted to tell us why you missed the call.
Because I wake up with Marty, mate. Come on, mate.
No way, Patrick. Bye. Absolutely. No way.
Bring him back.
Nah, not for Patrick.
A show bag?
Nah.
Show bag.
Give me a show bag.
Every day.
Show bag.
A show bag.
Give him a show. Give him an Uber Eats voucher.
We'll give you an Uber Eats voucher.
Hey.
God.
All right. We'll do that off air. Well, that's been it from Triple M.
Thanks for listening to the Marty Shergold Show podcast. Hot water need replacing? Go for one that's steady, hot and strong. Ask your plumber to install a ream.